You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, for generations, Ballyalla Lake here in Ennis has been a huge feature and a popular attraction for people of all ages. And if you're one of those who spend your summers along its shores, you'll be interested to hear that the Barefield Tidy Towns Group is holding a public consultation event on a proposed amenity enhancement plan for the lake. It takes place this evening at the Auburn Lodge Hotel. Local councillor Anne Norton joins us. Good morning to you, Councillor Norton.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thank you very much for joining us. So what's the plan, and in what way are you looking and are you hoping that Ballyalla Lake can be improved?
Well, I think it's something that needed to be done for quite a long time. And when the Barefield Tidy Towns Committee were contacted to see whether they'd be interested in looking for leader funding to actually start the project moving, they were very open to the idea and got involved with LEADER to actually put an application forward to look at how we could actually improve and enhance Ballyalla Lake.
And are these significant plans, significant works?
Absolutely. So what we're doing is we've set up a steering group, and we have, with the LEADER funding, we have hired the Paul Hogarth company. And what they're going to do is they're going to do a feasibility study, and that's what there's a lot of work being done today, and then this evening between 5 and 7 they're actually looking for public input. They want to actually know what people would like to see in Ballyalla, ideas, and even, you know, going back to people's youth. And that was something I think that we all spoke about at our meetings the last couple of months. This is about, you know, families, children. We all grew up in Ballyalla. We have so many great memories, and, you know, we laughed about it, you know, over the last couple of months. And I think it is an amenity that people don't make use of, or don't really understand what is actually out there, or go out there. And, you know, it's on the outskirts of Ennis. It's a fantastic amenity. And when you see the weather we had last year, rather than going, sitting into a car, driving out, sitting in traffic, we have it on our doorstep. And I think that's something that we want to show. We need to showcase it, and we actually need to make the most out of the Ballyalla Lake.
So do I take it then, from the way that you describe it, the consultants have been appointed, that this is almost an ideas gathering exercise as opposed to a presentation of ideas, that the community is being listened to as opposed to being provided with a suggestion?
Absolutely. The whole idea of today is this is the start of the process. So the consultation this evening will be to get ideas. Then we're also bringing in a number of schools, and we're sending out packs to the schools to get the young children involved. We want as much participation as possible, because at the end of the day, this is an amenity for the people. And then all that information will be brought back. Hogarth's will go away, look at everything, see what suggestions are actually, you know, suitable for the project. There will be an online feedback link set up as well, for people, so that they can actually do that, because not everybody will be able to make it out tonight.
Of course.
They're actually coming to this morning at 9:30. They're meeting with the local representatives at 9:45, and then they're actually meeting landowners and numerous different people throughout the day, and then this evening it's about the people.
Do you know how much money is available? And I ask that simply not at a noisiness, but rather how the scale of these works, could they be relatively significant?
Absolutely. And the idea of having this feasibility study is for moving forward. You know, we want to actually move forward. And one of the words that is always out there at the minute is to be shovel ready. So we need to have a project. Ballyalla is one of the projects that is actually set aside within Clare County Council for 2019. They will be looking for grants that are available to actually enhance Ballyalla. But we have to have a project, you know, fully ready to go. As they say, shovel ready. And it's so important because a lot of the timelines when these projects come out, they're very short. So with having the Tidy Towns, Barefield Tidy Towns being involved in this, with the funding that LEADER have given, it's huge for the community because it will actually go forward next year for government funding through a rural scheme, and we will be pushing it very much so for 2019. Like, there could be a lot of money out there for this type of a project.
So what sort of a change could we see there then?
Well, I think one of the things is we need to actually tidy it up. There needs to be a lot of work done around the land bank of it. We need to start looking at nature walks, trails. We would love to see public toilets, a play area. There's a number of bollards still out there, you know, things like that that have to be removed. There is a lot of work that needs to be done, but we also have to be very conscious of the fact that there's a lot of wildlife
out there.
So there's a lot of things that might not be done or might not be able to be done because of wildlife, and we have to be very conscious of that. But there is a huge amount, and you know, we look now and we see that there's a business running out there on the water. There's huge potential for Ballyalla, and I think that's something, and we want it as a destination for tourists, but very much for the local area.
I often ask before events like this, who would you like to come along? In this case, virtually everybody, by the sounds of it.
Absolutely. This is young and old. We want to hear from everybody. We want to know what they grew up with, what they thought of when Ballyalla was 10, 20, 30 years ago. As I said, I have had fond memories. We cycled out there. It was the one place that we were actually allowed to go as children because it was safe. We cycled out there and there was never any issues. You know, we want to be able to get lifeguards out there. We want to be able to make sure that everybody is safe, and I think that is one of our priorities. Okay. But I think the more people that give us an input, the more we will get out of this project, and that is actually huge.
I'd love to hear people's ideas at home in terms of what you would like to see at Ballyalla, and just as importantly, if not more important, those who are behind this project would also love to hear your ideas. And that event takes place this evening at the Auburn Lodge Hotel from 5 o'clock until 7. Councillor Anne Norton, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning.
Thanks, Gavin.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.